You are listening to a recording by Lisa Page from SoulSatisfactionForWomen.com. For further information on events, workshops, coaching, and free products, please visit www.SoulSatisfactionForWomen.com.
So, I know it sounds like a big call, but the truth is that masculine and feminine energies really do have the power to totally transform the depth of passion and connection in your intimate relationship, as well as your sense of well-being as a woman and even your success in life. So, there are many different layers to the understanding of masculine and feminine energies. Where I always start with my clients is explaining what masculine and feminine energies are so that you can begin to really recognize them in yourself and how they're currently playing out in your relationships, or how they did play out in past relationships, or how they're playing out in your work and in your life. So what are masculine and feminine energies? Masculine and feminine energies are universal energies that exist both within and around you. So for today, let's just look at masculine and feminine energies within you. The masculine part of you is the part of you that is very purposeful, that's directional and focused. So your masculine loves getting stuff done, loves to achieve the purpose you intend, and feels good, in fact, feels really free when things are ticked off that never-ending to-do list. Now, feeling free, just as a side note, is especially important to the masculine. And we'll talk more about that later, because when you understand how that plays out in your relationship, then you'll understand men so much more, and you'll really get what deeply inspires a man to commit to you in not just a long-lasting relationship, but a long-lasting relationship that has deeply passionate intimacy that satisfies both of you. So, back to the masculine and feminine. The feminine part of you is all about feeling and flowing and loving and connecting and creating. It's about energy and movement. It's life force, really. So just as freedom is what inspires the masculine most deeply, love is what most deeply inspires the feminine. So as a woman, you know you're in your masculine, for example, if you're on task. So when you're in doing mode and you're acting with purpose and direction, or giving someone else direction to achieve an outcome, that's when you're in your masculine. The moment you feel great, for example, when you tick something off of that to-do list, it's because your masculine feels great. Your masculine feels satisfied at having ticked that off. Why? Because it's now free of that thing, because it's done, it's completed. So the way that you know you're in your feminine is when you're really in flow, when you're in that, when you're more in being mode than doing mode. So when you're in your feminine, it's not so much about the outcome, it's about connecting with the person or place or thing that you're with. It's about the experience rather than the outcome. And it's about flowing and creating, and it's definitely about loving. So one easy way to recognize if you're in your masculine or your feminine is if you're in your body, then you're in your feminine. If you're in your body and you're perceiving through the senses and you're feeling the flow of energy, or you're receiving through the senses and then feeling what that is in your body and expressing that through your body, when you're in your body, you're in your feminine. When you're in your head, you're in your masculine. So that's just an easy kind of gauge for you when you're first starting out to recognize whether you're in your masculine or your feminine in any given moment. So another example is if you're dancing to the rhythm of music with no outcome in mind, you're just feeling the music, receiving the music through your senses, through the sense of feeling and through the sense of sound, through hearing, and allowing your body to move and sway or bump and grind, whatever it is, as an expression of that music, then you're in your feminine. So now, with this new awareness, you can more easily begin to flow from one to another, depending on where you are or who you're with and what it is that you most desire to create in that moment. So, for example, when you're at work, you might need to be more in your feminine, of course, because you're there to achieve results and to get work done. What I find is that most of the women clients that I work with who are highly successful find that they spend so much time in their masculine during the day that they find it incredibly difficult to relax into their feminine at the end of the working day. And this in turn really prevents them from relaxing fully with their intimate partner and from really giving all that they want to give and share in lovemaking and in intimacy, because there's so much accumulated tension in their body or their mind is racing, they're still in their head, and that just prevents them from really sharing what they most want to in lovemaking or in intimacy as a woman, as a deliciously sensual, fully expressive, deeply loving woman. So like all things, it really comes back to having conscious awareness of what you're giving in each moment. It's not about rejecting your masculine or your feminine, or, for example, rejecting your masculine because you see how it might be negatively affecting your relationships or sense of fulfillment as a woman at the moment. This is really about fully embracing all of who you are, all of who you are as a totally unique woman who is authentically powerful, who is smart, who is sexy, who is deeply sensual and deeply loving. So it's about embracing, loving, and expressing the fullness of who you are as that unique woman.
You are listening to a recording by Lisa Page from SoulSatisfactionForWomen.com. For further information on events, workshops, coaching, and free products, please visit www.soulsatisfactionforwomen.com.